My journey continues through the tarot with card number 2, the High Priestess. As I approached what I thought was the doorway towards this next card, I was aware that I was walking along a beach, and suddenly I came across a boat, and on this boat was the symbol of the High Priestess, the drawing of the card, the picture of the card. Intuitively, I got into the boat, and as soon as I had done and took my place at the front, the boat set sail. Very quickly, we arrived at a bank of mist, and the boat just continued into it. It was very quiet, it was very silent. After several minutes, we emerged the other side. There was an island, bathed in sunlight. It was absolutely beautiful. And there were lots of pretty little white houses dotted along the way. And just gently, ever so quietly, without a stirring sound, the boat nudged up against the beach. I stepped out, I walked across the beach, and began to look around this island at these pretty little houses. And as I walked, I felt this urge to enter into one of them. And I thought, I know it's right, and I'll do so. So I walked into this house, was greeted by this beautiful smell of incense, most gorgeous incense I've ever smelled. And sitting there, very calmly, very quietly, was this gorgeous lady. Long, dark hair, blue dress. The triple moon was painted on her forehead in bright blue, and she said, "Welcome, and come and sit, and let's talk." So I joined her, and we sat and we talked and we talked and we talked and we talked about all sorts of things, about my feelings and what I thought about the state of the world that I lived in, how I felt that there was a lot of cruelty to animals and to trees and the land and all that sort of thing. And she said, "You're right. You are exactly right." And she said, "Let's walk." So again, we set off and we walked. And she took me and showed me various places on this island. All the time we were talking, she showed me a sacred well. She showed me an oak grove. And in this oak grove was a clearing. Without her telling me, I knew it was a place of ritual. Then there was a hill and a winding path up this hill. And I knew it was a processional path. We sat in the grove and we talked still more. And she told me that basically I was the keeper of all the knowledge. Every single thing that I needed to know I had. Maybe I couldn't find it, but I had it. And she said that, you know, if you want the answers, you must go within. You know what the answers are. But I will be watching. I will be keeping an eye on what you're doing. And if you need my help, you've only have to ask. Go within and ask. And so with that, she said, "My work is done with you. It's time for you to go back to where you came from to continue my work." And so we stood and we walked back, and very, very quickly we were back at the beach. And she leant forwards and she kissed me and she kissed my brow. And she said, "Go in peace." And I boarded the boat, and the boat brought me back to the UK shores. So basically that was it. That was the meditation. Now for interpretation, well, my feelings are that she said it all. I know what it is. I know the answers to every single question that I could ever ask. I just have to go within to find them and to call on her if I need any help. So basically it's a card of introspection, but also a card of awareness of the damage that we're doing to this, our home, and that we must be aware that we are causing a terrific amount of damage. And yes, there are people that will say, well, the earth will repair itself and all that sort of thing, but surely it's better for us to take care of the earth so that she doesn't have to repair herself. So there's a sort of earth and caring for the planet vibe with this card as well, I feel. One of nurture and protection, but certainly a card of introspection that you know the answers, you've only got to search them out and look for them. And those answers are hidden deep within. So it's a card of knowledge as well. I hope that has interested you. And bear in mind, this is my journey through these cards. I'm only doing this just to illustrate to you where I've been. I'm not saying at any point these meanings that I'm attaching to the cards, are they set in stone? Because they're not. But until the next time, I'll wish you love and light, and blessed be.
Cauldron FM is a Moonshadow Media production.